You're listening to SBS News.
There are only 7 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Israel, but those under quarantine, concerned they may have the disease, still want to vote. So specially designed polling stations, essentially 2 sterile tents with a window between them, have been built for those who have been told to self-isolate. Current Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went to inspect the preparations.
The vote of every citizen in Israel is a basic democratic right. It's also a duty. I ask you to fulfill this duty of yours, to do it safely, knowing that we take care of everything that needs to be taken care of, and that this virus will be controlled, and it is controlled today.
Leader of the Blue and White Party, Benny Gantz, is Mr. Netanyahu's rival.
I call on the public in Israel to go out and vote in masses, each person according to what their heart tells them and according to their own perceptions.
The virus isn't top of most voters' minds. Next month, Mr. Netanyahu goes on trial over allegations of bribery and fraud. He insists he's done nothing wrong. In Jerusalem's Jewish quarter, enthusiasm for the man they call Bibi remains strong. The indictment against him appears to have galvanised his base of nationalists and ultra-Orthodox communities. David Teshuva will be voting for one of Mr. Netanyahu's allies.
Every leader make mistake in the past. Every big guy, every great guy make some small mistake. I don't care. If it's good for Israel, it's good for Israel.
Head away from the Holy City towards the more liberal Tel Aviv, and Netanyahu's fans are few and far between. Local resident Dan Evan-Zohar thinks Bibi's time is up.
Should have quit, okay, 4 years ago, but he still want to be the prime minister because of the indictments and his legal status. But I think we need a change.
While many Israelis are sick and tired of politics in general, some have travelled great lengths to do their democratic duty. Justin Kleiger is an Australian who used to live in Israel and flew from London to cast a ballot for a left-leaning party.
It's pretty sad that we have to go through 3 rounds, but it's important to vote, so that's why I think why we came.
To form government in Israel, alliances between parties are needed. Opinion polling suggests that blocs led by Mr. Netanyahu and Mr. Gantz will lack the seats required to take power. Avigdor Lieberman, head of the secular Israel Our Home Party, could play kingmaker. He has promised there will not be a 4th election, but coalition negotiations can be difficult, and he's unlikely to back a government involving far-right Orthodox parties or the joint list of Arab parties. Many Israelis think there's a fair chance they'll be heading back to the polls once again later this year. Karen Reich is a new mum who'll always associate this political gridlock with parenthood.
I was supposed to give birth on the day of the first elections, and I was so in stress because I said, oh God, I won't be able to vote, I'll be giving birth. And then, well, it will be the third time my baby was 11 months old going to vote. And I really hope something will happen, but the feeling is that it will be the same and we'll go for the 4th time voting.
She could well be right. In Tel Aviv, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.